This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning you, at the moment, you are going to be subject to warmth and love and sunshine and a discussion of major issues. All that stuff comes courtesy of your time with the DJV show, normally Doug, Jen, and Victoria, but it's Doug, Victoria, and Victoria, and Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Jennifer back next week. So let's get into what is going on here. I find it interesting as a focus on technology, the works of Google and what goes on there. I'm not a big fan. I do use Gmail, but I don't. There's something about Google, the company, that makes my skin crawl. And maybe this is part of it. You may or may not have heard the story about these employees, not only here in America, but elsewhere around the world, staging a walkout this past week to protest what they say is a workplace culture that's turned a blind eye to sexual harassment and to discrimination. So the demonstration, which was called Google Walkout, followed an outcry over an investigation that detailed years of sexual harassment allegations, a lot of severance packages, multi-million dollar packages for accused executives just to get them out of there, and no transparency, lack of transparency. So the workers, not only here in San Francisco, but in Tokyo and other parts, took part in the walkout at 11:10 local time on Thursday. More than 1,000 people streamed out of the corporate headquarters, for example, in Mountain View, California. Men and women cheering as they protested. The company is a huge, I don't know how many of you have seen or you've been to this area of Northern California, but the company's complex there is huge. And so there are a lot of people who feel that they ought to be held accountable, and they should be. But because they're so big, people tend to stay away from them. I think the two guys who started Google are bullies. I don't like their looks. I don't like their attitude. They've come up with some fabulous things and built a fabulous business, no question about that. But isn't there a way of doing it so that you can... where there's smoke, there's fire. And I don't know whether you ladies agree. Sometimes these things go too far. Sometimes the accusations are not correct. But when you got this many people who are consistently on the same page, there has to be something to it.
Well, I think the frustrating... So I know a couple people who work at Google, and I saw them posting about it when the walkout was happening, and they all seemed to be very frustrated with the whole situation, especially the millions and millions of dollars that went into payouts for these executives. And it's like they're almost... Maybe they're losing their jobs, but it's almost like they're being rewarded for the things that they've done. It's like you have all these people working very hard at your company who are not getting $90 million payouts, and I saw... a couple of funny signs. I mean, the situation's not funny, but people saying, happy to quit for $90 million, no sexual harassment required. Like, what do I do at Google? I work hard every day so the company can pay all this money to execs who sexually harass my coworkers. So it's just the amount of money that people get for committing these crimes is ridiculous.
However, I think a culture. The two guys that founded Google, the ones I was talking about a few minutes ago, this is inbred from their culture. This is something that's acceptable, apparently. And so that's it. And the arrogance of having that money.
The culture of being a business person? Or
no, the culture of sexual, of thinking men are superior to women. That's their culture. And I think that that culture goes down and sort of, it's like trickle-down economics. It's trickle-down culture. It gets into the fiber. And I think that a lot of things have, what I've heard from some people that I know who work there or used to work there is I want to say it's not a horrible place to work. People get paid well, and that's why they work there. Now, it was before, there was excitement over what they could create. Now, they have to pay people well in order to keep them there.
Google lured people in. I had a friend who got transferred out to the main campus, and they lure you in with, you know, we have a 24-hour dry cleaner, and you can get your prescriptions filled.
Yeah,
and you never
they
have
a community that you live
and,
there. They're, the
right.
same thing near the airport in L.A.
And they do it on purpose so that you don't go home. And that was originally how it was sort of designed.
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, Silicon Valley in general, it's a boys club, and it's a nerdy boys club. And it's I think a couple years ago, I know Obama was still in office when this kind of first came out, that because Google is a government contractor, they were subjected to, they have to release all of their equal pay documents, and it turns out they were not paying women the same as men, and that's really where I think a lot of this began. And then the Me Too movement, and then that culture, the counterculture of, you know, if I'm a woman and I work in a male-dominated industry, who can I go to if my boss is the one who's sexually harassing me? How can I report him to HR? And this happens in a lot of industries where women feel like, what's the point of going to HR, because they're going to side with management. Management always sides with management. And that's kind of a problem that a lot of industries are facing, especially in, you know, in light of the Me Too movement.
Yeah. Another
there's a couple of interesting things about this, too, also, that one of which isn't being talked about because it's not directly related. But I think one of the reasons you feel creepy about Google, Doug, is that Google doesn't really have a good privacy policy. And when you don't have a good privacy policy, it's interesting that sort of goes hand in hand with apparently a complete lack of sexual harassment policy. Google tracks everything, absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. And any time there's been a hearing on the Hill about privacy, Google has performed extraordinarily badly. Whereas Tim Cook from Apple has stated flatly and baldly, privacy is a human right. And Google would not and did not and could not say that on the Hill, and has not said that. And it's a basic, fundamental, philosophical difference in the way the two companies do business. And now, I don't know, it may come out something terrible about Apple and sexual harassment yet, I don't know. But we seem to live in this world of, you know, of tech and boys clubs, and also of privacy and snooping. And if you live in a world where snooping is okay, then peeping is okay. And if peeping is okay, then touching seems to be okay.
So I want to know, or I have my suspicions about both Sergey Brin and Larry Page, who were the founders of Google. Remember, this company's only been in existence for 20 years. And what have they done? They've got 85,000 employees around the world. They have unbelievable creative ability with these computer scientists that run the place. But what are they? They are nerdy, you're right. But there's something about what, and I probably get criticized for saying this, they just don't look like people that you'd want to have as your friends. But maybe that's,
I don't know what that means, Doug.
I don't know what it means either. I look at them and I don't like them. Maybe that's what it means. they're not my cup of tea. So anyway, there's a lot to be said. I thought the other sort of thing in a related development, there are 50 companies that have said no to a proposal to narrow the legal definition of sex in this administration. Google's one of the companies. Facebook is another. Apple, most of the tech companies. They signed a statement against the idea that sex should be solely interpreted to mean a person's anatomy at birth, regardless of their gender identity. Why are they even playing with this? What the hell? What
I don't
is
understand
there in
there.
It for these people to want to keep pushing this cart down the road?
This just feels, I don't know, and I know that we get
in
trouble
with
this,
appeasing?
But this feels like Mike Pence is all over this.
Yeah,
it just
I
feels
don't.
Like anytime there's anything against an LGBTQ community, it reeks of evangelicals and people who just want to control how everyone else lives their life. And, you know, and now when you've got businesses clapping
here's
back
how,
at it, it's...
Yeah, here's how this plays out for me anyway. If it's something that's not public, it has no impact on you or your life, it's none of your damn business.
Right.
Let's keep moving.
Yep.
That's all. Why should you care what goes on if somebody's got some anatomy or they don't have some anatomy?
That to me is just the biggest hypocrisy.
Go ahead.
Victoria Jones?
I was going to say, I think there are a couple of things going on. I think there's definitely the cultural piece that you're all talking about going on and playing to the base. And some people feel very strongly about this. And there's also another bit going on, which is money, 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 money. And we should always look at, as I'm sure we do, and the audience is very interested in this because there's taxpayers' money involved here. And there are... Title IX is involved, and there are government funds involved. And if the Trump administration is able to more narrowly, very narrowly defined transgender, then it will be possible to stop various Title IX payouts and save quite a lot of money to various government departments. And that would also please many of the same people who would be culturally pleased.
There's something to that. I think Title IX, most people don't remember even when this was enacted. It's a law that bans discrimination on the basis of sex. Why is it that we need this sort of thing? I think we make people aware of the problem like we have been with sexual harassment, and then something sort of is going to be taken care of on its own. The government sticking its nose into stuff always makes it worse. As far as I'm concerned. Food for thought on the DJV program.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Attention humans, Sprint is giving away $250,000.
That's right, Atlas. There are 250,000 reasons to check out Sprint this fall. Our Rake in the Cash sweepstakes is from November 2nd through the 8th. Simply drop into your local Sprint store and enter to win your share of $250,000.
My analysis confirms that's a big pile of money.
The Rake in the Cash grand prize is $100,000. And 150 winners will receive $1,000. New and existing customers can enter to win. You get extra entries when you open new accounts, upgrade your phones, activate a watch or tablet, and there are bonus entries for each year you've been with Sprint. There's no purchase necessary. Simply visit your local Sprint store for official rules and complete details.
Hurry, humans. The sweepstakes ends November 8th.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network. When you visit Sprint, check out our network built for unlimited and all the amazing unlimited plans.
Legal residents of United States, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sponsor Sprint Communications Company, LP.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God Said, Man Said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God Said, Man Said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God Said, Man Said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
McCartney hosting a contest to sing on stage with him in Liverpool, teaming up with Omaze to share a once-in-a-lifetime experience with one of his fans. From now until the 25th of the month, you can visit omaze.com/Paul to donate to Paul, Mary, and Stella's nonprofit Meat Free Monday, which raises awareness of the negative environmental impact of eating meat and encourages people to have at least one meat-free day every week. The lucky donator is going to win flights, hotel, two VIP tickets to McCartney's sold-out concert at Echo Arena in Liverpool, as well as the chance to join him on stage during the show to sing a duet with him. Now, one of the things that I had forgotten about you until you just reminded me, Victoria Jones, is that you're from Liverpool as well. What was it like growing up in the shadow of all the Beatles activity?
Yeah, well, that's right. I'm from Liverpool, and the Beatles were already getting established as I was growing up. That's my Liverpool accent, and so it was pretty extraordinary because there were other bands, obviously, from Liverpool as well, and it was Liverpool's a working class, very working class city. Really has just had itself to be proud of. It was nobody had anything good to say about Liverpool, and then along came, except Liverpool Football Club and Everton, then along came the Beatles, and it was extraordinary. I was talking to Paul just a few years ago and about a new album he had, and I asked him what made him become vegetarian, and he said that he and Linda were eating one day. They were eating lamb, and they looked out of their window at the outside, and they saw on their estate the lambs and the sheep frolicking, and they looked at each other and looked down at their plates, and they said, "We can't do this."
Yeah,
and that was their decision.
Yeah. Yep. And a lot of people make that decision. I say that all the time. The cows are my friends, and I don't eat my friends.
Same for me. I just can't. I had a very similar experience.
It's not judgmental.
As a kid, yeah.
Well, maybe it is. I remember.
But that was their moment. They saw their own lambs.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You see their faces, and that's it. Good for McCartney. 26 past the hour on the DJB program. All right, let's see if we can move into the world of Fleetwood Mac. They have extended their ongoing North American tour with some new dates. Tour will now go through more than 50 cities, ending in April of next year in Toronto. The lineup has Mick and John McVie and Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie, along with the new guitarist Mike Campbell, who came from Tom Petty's group, and Neil Finn, who came from Crowded House. Campbell and Finn joined the band after Lindsey Buckingham was shown the door. He has since named Buckingham, named the original members in the Fleetwood Mac group in a lawsuit claiming that he lost out on $14 million on the North American tour. So, you don't think it's all about money. It is. Fleetwood Mac, been around since 1967. A lot of great music they've created. Matter of fact, the band is commemorating the milestone with a new 50-song collection, 50 Years Don't Stop. The album collects songs from every Fleetwood Mac album that's been released to date, available on the 16th of the month. Another good Christmas present for those who are Fleetwood Mac fans. There is Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, keeping up with its recent tradition of having performers on stage as the models walk the runway, so you'd be distracted by not one but two things. This year, the guest lineup musically, features Bebe Rexha, the Chainsmokers, Halsey, I don't know who Halsey is, but Kelsea Ballerini, Rita Ora, Shawn Mendes, the Struts. You'll be happy to know I know most of those people. And in the past, they've done things with Taylor Swift and The Weeknd and Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran. 28 After on the DJV program.
Sometimes good people make bad decisions. You shouldn't have to pay for the rest of your life. Defense Tax Group can help. Call 855-266-6979. Make no mistake, if you owe back taxes, the IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your wages, take your property, even suspend your driver's license and take your passport. Act now, before it's too late. Call 855-266-6979 and let our team of tax resolution specialists work on your behalf to immediately stop the threatening letters, embarrassing phone calls, and negotiate a permanent settlement that works for you. Defense Tax Group can help you establish an affordable payment plan, and depending on your situation, we can even reduce or completely eliminate your unpaid tax burden for good. You can't run or hide from the IRS forever. Let us help you, like we've helped thousands of others in your situation. Call now, 855-266-6979. Don't go it alone. Call Defense Tax Group now for a free consultation at 855-266-6979. That's 855-266-6979.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Obama worked Indiana and Illinois for Democratic candidates, his voice getting hoarse late in the day at a rally in Chicago.
2 days, you get to vote in what might be the most important election of our lifetimes, maybe more important than 2008.
Mr. Obama spoke in support of gubernatorial candidate J.B. Pritzker and other Democrats in Illinois. President Trump made two campaign stops, one late in Chattanooga, Tennessee, earlier in Macon, Georgia, saying,
"There have never been crowds like this, just so you understand, in the history of politics. You've never had crowds like this."
The president campaigns on Monday in Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri, Vice President Pence in Montana and South Dakota, and Mr. Obama in Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program, we're graced by the presence of Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones. Jennifer back when she's able, when she's good and ready. Kara Sherman at the controls in our studio in Washington. Doug Steffen with religion in the news. We were actually talking about the way certain political things are looked upon and how important religion is to some people and their political point of view. But that's not where we're going here. I thought it was interesting. Salisbury Cathedral evacuated this past week after somebody tried to smash the case of the Magna Carta. Police believe it was an attempted theft of the document. We all know what the Magna Carta is, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody know what the Magna Carta is, the significance to modern principles, I guess, much as anything else, of the Magna. Did you study when you were in school? I hear
sure,
that.
Sure, I think that's in everyone's history class,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, I wonder anymore, Victoria, honestly, what the hell is taught in school? I really do. Some of the things that seem to be important. We learned a lot of rubbish when I was in school. Victoria Jones, you did. We all did. Victoria Keelan, Carey. We all learned rubbish. Stuff that has no impact. No, we don't need the information. But then there are things that have there's a certain, I don't know, import to the impactfulness of things like the Magna Carta. So anyway, this 45-year-old guy was arrested on suspicion of trying to take this document. He had an offensive weapon and criminal damage charged with that as well. He was seen smashing the case of the Magna Carta with a hammer and trying to destroy it. Nobody got hurt, and the Magna Carta didn't get damaged. But just so, if you don't know or don't remember, in history, the Magna Carta came about in the year 1215. Probably the most influential document in the history of Britain. And it's on display at the Salisbury Cathedral. Ever been there, Victoria?
I have indeed.
Have you? What did you, when you looked upon it, I just went a couple of years ago. I hadn't seen it many times. I've been to England over 100 times in my life, and I never had seen this until I went to England, what was it, 2 years ago this time, as a matter of fact. It's one of those things.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool because, you know, King John, who was wicked. Wicked King John, well, there were a number of wicked kings, but King John was basically held hostage back in June 1215 by the barons, who were rebels, because he was a right creep. And they said, look, you know, we're basically going to get rid of you unless you sign this. Sign this! And so they said, you're going to meet us, and you're going to meet us at Runnymede, which is very beautiful, out near Windsor. And so they all show up, and I'll sign it all right. And it promised all kinds of things, church rights, protection for the barons from illegal imprisonment, because he was just throwing them in, but also access to swift justice. And that's a biggie for
that's
us.
What, for me, I think that's the most important part of the Magna Carta.
Big, and all kinds of other things, but they all broke it. Everybody broke it, and then a pope said, no, this is nonsense, and then there was a war. And anyway, then various other kings implemented it in different ways, and then it stands in law in the way it is now. But this access to swift justice, if we think about our legal system now, as, you know, it may be imperfect, but access to swift justice is a major piece of it.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the if you look back to the history, if you read the history of how our Constitution, ours, was formulated, it was a major influence on the drafters, our Constitution. This document had a major impact on the people who created our Constitution. It's a very important, it's a sort of religious, political document, all kinds of things come there. The Synod of Bishops in Vatican City, ending with a call for greater involvement of women in the church. 30 young adults were in this meeting, produced a final document with suggestions given to the Pope. One of the suggestions, or one of the things they wrote about, were women, acknowledging they're often excluded from church decision-making. Before the Synod, prominent women in the church criticizing the fact that they weren't allowed to vote on the final document. So they're changing, but they aren't changing. You know, they can only go so far, these guys, the good old boys club headed by the Pope. Francis is the best Pope, I think, in my lifetime, but I still think he's falling. He cited a document written by Pope John Paul II that says in part, quote, Christ set an example for the church by choosing only men to be apostles. Bull crap. Does that offend people when I say that?
It's, not if you're a woman.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, did Jesus make a deliberate attempt to keep women out by choosing these 12 men?
No, he didn't. And there are so many theologians throughout the years now who have really disputed that Mary Magdalene, you know, they turned her into a whore, and she never was. She was his companion, and some say maybe his wife, and that she was just as important in his teachings as he was. There are so many. What was that? Wasn't it the Council of Bishops or something that got together and decided which books made it into the King James Bible and which didn't? And they discarded a few that were written by Mary Magdalene. It was just, the whole thing is just, to me,
club.
It's just a mess. Yep.
Yep, it sure is.
Mess, you know?
It's gotten us a lot of argument and a lot of frustration and anger and stuff that's not probably appropriate or necessary.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, The answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that was not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend, struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices, not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. The weather is starting to cool off in a lot of the country. Many of us are daydreaming about summer months already. Look in your rearview mirror of your life. I think maybe there ought to be there's a place in your closet where you can keep the flip-flops and the summer clothing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because we're all thinking about traveling. I don't sit still in the winter months. I travel a great deal. And so I thought it would be cool if Julia Diamond, who's a family travel expert, came on board for a few minutes to talk about some of the things that we may want to put into that little place in the closet. Some tips about what we can do in our mind, even though we're going, we're going into the months that Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays and all that stuff. Right after that, let's take a trip, Julia. Where should we go?
All right, well, let's take a trip. If you're looking for spa and wellness, maybe Tulum, Mexico might be your style. Of course, you can go to Costa Rica for an eco-adventure or my personal favorite, island hop in the Caribbean on a cruise.
How about, you know what, I was looking at this book, Travel Junkie, your book, A Badass Guide to Solo Female Travel. This may be aimed at the single market, our conversation, because a lot of people now are on their own, or to couples or to families. What's the hottest market, though, when you're thinking about traveling in the wintertime? Is it couples going to where it's warm, individual travel? Where do you see the most activity?
It's really across the board. I mean, families are traveling multi-generational is really picking up in terms of a trend. That's, where the grandparents and the kids and the grandchildren are all going together. And I think the perfect choice for them is really a cruise. Cruising is great because you can see multiple destinations all at once without having to unpack and unpack and, you know, that stress of transit. And Holland America has a brand new cruise called the New Stottendam. Beautiful ship, and it leaves from Fort Lauderdale in Florida and goes all through the Caribbean. And they have this private island called Half Moon Cay, and it's been voted as one of the top islands. It's just off the coast of the Bahamas, but that's where you, whether you're single or with your kids, it doesn't matter. This is where you can relax on the beach, go horseback riding, take excursions all along this private island. And they actually have a brand new water park. So if you are traveling with the kids, it's something fun for you guys to do. So I would say, you know, it doesn't matter who you're with, if it's a romantic getaway, if you're going with, the kids, there's definitely something for everybody when you take a cruise.
All right, so cruising is a good thing. In terms of timing on this, when should we, the first part of November, are these things getting sold up? Are there going to be deals if you wait? How do you know when to actually book whatever it is that you're planning on doing?
Now, if you go to Hopper, it's an app that will help you solve that crisis. It will tell you when to fly and when to buy. Often I'm seeing early December, there's sort of that lull period, December 1st up into halfway to the holidays, maybe December 15th. That's when you can really get some great deals. So I would go to Hopper. That will help you determine if you should buy it now or if you should wait. I'm a huge fan of a site called Scott's Cheap Flights. And what you do is you just sign up for an email alert, and it will notify you of deals and even mistake fares. So these are experts who are hand-selecting just the best deals out there. So recently I saw one. It was Los Angeles to Shanghai for $336 round trip.
Ooh.
So some really great deals, super affordable. And if you're open to destinations, ideally if you have a flexible schedule, that's where you can really sink your teeth into some juicy deals.
Well, there are a lot of deals. I think it's interesting. When you talked about December, you talking about travel then or booking then for later travel?
Ideally booking, you can book now and travel during those times. Early December is when I've gotten some of my best deals in terms of traveling then. But it's really fun to play around. Another great resource is Google Flights. They have a map feature where you can plug in your destination, your flight of origin, and then just scroll around the map and see where you could go at what price range. I've gotten some great deals from that as well. L.A. to Copenhagen, midsummer, flights should be around $800 to $1,200 in Central Europe. I got it for under four round trip through Copenhagen. So I wouldn't have thought of that destination, but using Google Flights, that map feature opened up my eyes and gave me a way to travel more affordably.
I should have looked at that. I'm going to Peru later this month, and I didn't like the price I paid for the ticket. I should have used one of those. All right, where do we go for more information?
Yeah, you can check out my website, juliadiamond.com, where you can learn more about all the things we talked about and cruising and just getting out there and exploring the world.
Thank you, Julia Diamond.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to get into our car and drive with our auto expert, Nick Miles. His website is rautoexpert.com. Fabulous information there. I want to talk about who is paying what to buy cars. For me, it almost seems like buying a car. You can have a lineup of the same sort of car, same everything, and yet everybody's going to pay a different price for it. It's like buying a ticket on an airplane. And part of the deal is whether you are using money. If you write a check, all right, one price. You borrow the money from a bank, another price. If you borrow the money from the finance companies that support the dealers, it's yet another deal. We're going to find out about loans, buying cars, et cetera, et cetera. That's where we get started with Nick. After we think about what everybody is doing as they shop for pretty much anything online these days, you can't imagine not scrolling, clicking, updating a virtual shopping cart, especially when gearing up for the holiday deals or stocking our pantries. Why should shopping for a car be any different than that? Here's Andy Solomon to sort of explain how you can take advantage of some of this online retail with cars.
Online retail has changed the way we shop, and even car buying is starting to look like the online purchases you already make in your everyday life. Auto Trader introduces a new experience to accelerate the car buying process so shoppers can go from searching to start buying as soon as they are ready. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
Most car shoppers want to complete much of the process online. Accelerating your deal on Auto Trader means you can apply for financing and value your trade-in from the comfort of your home or office. The goal is to get you into the car you want quicker and with less time spent at the dealership. Now, all you have to do at the dealership is the fun part. Test drive a car, then sign the papers.
Websites like Auto Trader are revolutionizing the car buying process.
Cars listed on Auto Trader with an Accelerate logo are eligible. Accelerating your deal on Auto Trader makes the process of buying a car faster, easier, and more enjoyable.
For more information, visit autotrader.com/accelerate.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Well, apparently we can't find Nick.
I hope he's not with that pilot from Japan Air. At any rate, I don't know that he's a big... I think he travels a lot and knows how to take care of himself. You have to when you travel a lot. Meanwhile, back at the focus on what it costs you to buy a car, I happen to have some insight into this, and that's what I was going to share with him or ask him about. The interest rate for buying a new car has gone up to a 10-year high, in case you didn't know that. I have a friend who runs an Audi dealership, and he's selling more cars now than he ever has before, but it's because he's a good salesman, and the Audi's a pretty good product. But the interest rates are moving the payments up. I know I just bought a new car, and it moved the payments up. The transaction pricing, you got this add-on and that add-on, guaranteed sales, all of these things. And they say that because the Fed has increased, here we go again, the Fed increased the interest rates, the same as it costs you more money to buy a house now because the mortgage rates are up. Same thing influences the interest rates on which you pay for a new car. Sometimes if they have a backlog, they give you 0% financing because they want to move the cars. But there are some deals I've looked around, people are paying 3%, some people are paying 7%, that's because the banks and the people that they do business with are where they borrow their money from the Fed causing the prices to go up. So anyway, but the auto industry has seen a respectable increase for the year, although I guess there were declines of about 2% during the month of October. Ford, Honda, Nissan, sales declines. General Motors was down as well, even though they don't really report their figures. Fiat, that's Chrysler, Toyota, Subaru, Volkswagen, and Kia, sales increases. Dodge, or the Chrysler, because of Dodge, much anything else, up 15% year over year. That's pretty amazing. And it says something about the Dodge Ram truck, it seems to me. Whatever you're looking to buy, if you're looking around, this is a pretty good time of year to buy a car, actually, between now and February. For people to slow down, they don't get as excited about buying cars this time of year as they do in the good weather. So that's the story. I hold a good thought for Nick Miles. Hopefully he hasn't gotten a cold or the flu or something in all of his travels. 59 past the hour here on the DJB program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.